Well, good morning, Juno, and welcome to another glorious day in Alaska's capital city, another capital chat, and another opportunity to get an update on one of my favorite projects, the Whale Project. But with me in the studio is none other than the former First Lady, always the Honorable Jean Overstreet. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
And also the artist of the Whale Project, for the first time with me, Skip Wallen. I am so happy you're here. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
So I thought it would be a good idea, Jean, before we get the update from the Foundry and also all the other amazing things Skip's working on, if we could just set the stage as to how the Whale Project began. So how did it begin?
Well, when Bill was the representative for the Pacific Rim in Tokyo, he visited Ueno Park, and they had a huge whale there. And he looked at that, and he said, that should be in Juneau. And so when we came back from Tokyo, he spoke to Skip about it, and things just didn't work out right then. Then later on, you'll have to ask Skip, but I think it was four or five conversations before things really got underway, and it became a really good idea that was taking form.
So, Jean, what some people may not remember, and you just jogged my memory, was that Mayor Bill was also our trade representative to Tokyo for a while, right?
That's correct.
Oh, I have to have you come back in, and we could probably talk about that. And I never connected the dots, I guess, for some reason, no matter what I've looked at, that it goes back to that trip. All I know is we are now awaiting this magnificent whale, and I guess people can learn more about it at thewhaleproject.org. Is that it, Skip?
AlaskaWhaleProject.org.
AlaskaWhaleProject.org. So now I want to segue over to you for a while. So how many conversations did it take?
I'm guessing, but about four.
Okay.
Bill would encounter me on Seward Street and say, what about that whale? So eventually I wrote up a proposal. And this proposal was for a group of bubble net feeding whales, just the heads. And I thought we could make a wonderful fountain out of it. But eventually it dawned on me that it was too big a project and too complex, and so we switched over to the breaching whale.
And so this is going to be pretty big. I mean, I'm grateful that you brought a number of pictures this morning, and I think what I'm going to do is try to take a picture of the picture, and maybe we can even get them on our website or on our Facebook page. I mean, that whale is big.
It is big. It's if we dropped a plumb bob from the tip of its jaw to the water, it would be 25 feet.
Wow. So what goes into that? I mean, I know you've just come back from the Foundry.
Yes. The sculpting is finished. It was finished a year ago. But the whale is now being assembled. The casting is also finished. The whale is being assembled. Over 500 individual casts are being welded together like a three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle to create this 25-foot whale.
And so what's the time frame now?
We're hoping for installation next spring.
And can you just remind people where it's going to be?
Yes. The term under the bridge park has been used. That's unfortunate, because if we were doing a sculpture for under the bridge, we would do a troll. This whale is going to be about 200 yards toward Juneau from the bridge.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we're going to get a lot of traffic heading down to see this magnificent whale. People, from what I understand, as the cruise ships come up the channel, they're going to be able to see it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And also from the bridge, with a lighted pool, especially in the evening or at night, it will make a kind of a little jewel down there.
Well, Skip, I gotta say, anything you touch, anything you carve, or, you know, you were doing lithographs for a while. You're an amazing artist.
Well, thank you for that. But
well, you are. I mean, you are Bear Man, too, right?
No, that title goes to Stan Price.
I thought you did, I know, but you did the Bear downtown, right?
I did, uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's become, I can walk downtown on any sunny day and see visitors having pictures taken. I don't know how many holiday greeting cards that bear has probably been seen in, and I'm thinking the whale is going to be something similar to that, a great tribute to Juno and a great tribute to the late, great Bill Overstreet, Gene.
Bill hopes and thinks that the whale will be to Juno what the Space Needle is to Seattle.
Oh.
And the people will come and know before they get here that the whale is here and make an effort to see it.
Well, and I think there's always an opportunity to support it. Please go to AlaskaWhaleProject.org and make a contribution. A lot of work, a lot of years, a lot of artistry has gone into this. And Skip, I would be remiss were I not to ask you to talk about a couple of other projects with which you're involved. If I remember correctly, there's one, the River Project, or?
It's called the Spirit of the Rivers. And it, it will depict three human figures, Native Americans, one of whom is portaging a birch bark canoe. The figures are 10 feet high. The canoe, in proportion, will be about 22 feet long. And this is going on the shores of Lake Michigan between Manitowoc and Two Rivers, Wisconsin. And the reason to do, well, there are a number of reasons to do this sculpture. First of all, to commemorate and honor the original inhabitants of the area. But secondly, Manitowoc has a great maritime history, including sailing ships and all the way up to World War II when we built 28 submarines for the war. And overlooked and forgotten is the birch bark canoe, which has been around for, as far as we know, 8 or 10,000 years. So to complete the maritime history.
That's a beautiful thing. And so if we, when is that going to be installed?
2017, two years from now.
Okay, so 2017 for the Spirit of the Rivers project, but the other one I'd like, not a but, an and, the blind, the African blindness.
Oh, it's a river blindness is a parasitic disease of primarily equatorial Africa, but it was also brought over to the Americas on slave ships in the 1600s. And it has to do with a parasite, which is carried by a fly, similar to our black flies here in Alaska. The flies bite you, the parasites get in your skin, they migrate through your skin, and eventually end up in your eyes, and you go blind. It's been around, as far as we know, since before biblical times. Merck Pharmaceutical developed an oral vaccine. If you take it once a year, you don't get river blindness. But the disease occurs in the poorest countries in the world, and even at $1 per year, it was not affordable. And so the company has donated the drug free of charge to as long as it takes to eradicate river blindness.
And you created a statue for that as well, right?
I did. First of all, a maquette about 24 inches high. And we did an addition of 15. And somehow or other, President Carter got hold of one of them. And he took it to the World Bank, set it on the table, and made a pitch for funding to combat this disease. And the story I got was that he came away with $20 million to do this project. He would have done it without the statue.
Yeah,
who
but
can
still
say no to President Carter?
Yeah.
But still.
But still. Skip, I, of course, am in awe of your talents and the tenaciousness of the late, great Bill. And Gene, I want to thank you for coming by today. It's the first opportunity I've ever had to have you on the show. Such a pleasure. And Skip, I hope maybe next May or next spring when we're installing the statue that I'll get to have you both back on here again to celebrate.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. No, thank you both. I will be back in just a moment with a little bit more of Capital Chat after this.